I think there's only so far the Federal Reserve can go, because the more they rack up interest rates, the higher the interest is on our national debt. And a lot of people point to the time in the 1980s with Paul Volcker, where he crushed inflation with double-digit interest rates. I still remember my aunt talking back in 1980 or 1981 or something like that. She had mentioned they got an 18% mortgage rate locked in, and they thought that was the deal of the century.
Are you tired of trying to keep ahead in the rat race, only to have so much of your hard-earned money going to the tax collector? Equity doesn't pay the bills. Retirement savings don't pay you now, and there are only 24 hours in a day to work. The only solution is passive income that pays you 24/7 now, not 40 years from now. From vetted investment opportunities to tax saving strategies, let John guide you through all the confusion and take control of your financial life in pursuit of financial freedom. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Wealth and Freedom Nexus.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on when you're listening to this. John Rickern again, your host, as always, of the Wealth and Freedom Nexus podcast, and welcome back. Now, this is going to be the second to last solo episode of 2022. I have queued up a lot of great guests, and we'll continue to drop episodes every Wednesday through the rest of 2022 and going into 2023. In fact, I actually already have recordings queued up this moment into January, so it's been a very busy last couple months. Upcoming topics, including a location that any U.S. resident can go to without a passport and potentially lower their income tax to a flat 4%. Where is that, you know? Stay tuned. Another topic that I'll be bringing up, a potential island paradise that you can buy a condo for under $100,000 US. Well, at least at the time of this recording, depending on what Uncle Jerome of the Fed's going to do and the central banks and inflation and whatnot, by the time you're listening to this, maybe it'll be under $1 million and that'll still seem like a great deal in 2035 or wherever, whenever you're listening to this. As of course, when podcasts drop, they are out there indefinitely. And who knows if you'll be listening to this next week, next month, next year, or somewhere down the line. And what other big news could be coming down the pipeline in 2026? Actually, kind of a big event could occur. And this is if Congress does absolutely nothing. And I am approaching 40 next year. I'll have been alive on this planet for four decades. And if there's one thing I've learned since I've followed politics since about 92, 93, Congress is very good at doing nothing. So probably pretty certain that this will happen. And this will just be a, you know, all-encompassing topic, again, on a future episode, of what you can do to potentially save yourself from a big tax hit that could be coming or probably will be coming in January of 2026. Again, stay tuned. Finally, another topic. I've been starting this kind of a segment within my podcast of you know, like a nomadic lifestyle or like a country spotlight. I've covered Belize, covered Nicaragua, have a several queued up for 2023. And this one is actually a Central American country. A lot of Americans have moved to, traveled to, visited to. Actually can be very beneficial for digital nomads and expats, you know, and with first-class, world-class, even medical facilities too. The U.S. dollar is used almost exclusively, and it is very, very vital to the global supply chain. So it has a lot of economic things going good for it versus some other countries or even third world countries that, yeah, it might be really cheap to move to, but doesn't have a lot going for it. And unfortunately, possibly could turn into the next, you know, Venezuela or Zimbabwe, for instance. Now, just like I said, I just did a high level teaser for just three upcoming topics that will be coming around the corner here in early 2023. Any of these sound at all interesting to you, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode, as these and much more will be released in 2023. Now, today actually is the 1 year anniversary of the WFN, our Wealth and Freedom Nexus podcast, or almost 1 year, I should say, as this is getting released November 2nd, 2022. And November 3rd, 2021 was actually when I had four episodes drop all at once. The trailer episode, episode number zero, which was a intro teaser of what my listeners can expect from the episode, what they'll learn, etc. Also had a good friend, Rachel Jensen, on the inaugural episode, episode number one. Talked about diversifying into international real estate. Episode two with Wagner in Alaska, a build-to-rent direct of Central Florida, another investor-friendly market for real estate. And episode three with my friend and insurance agent, Barry Brooksby of Focus Wealth, about the benefits of whole life insurance, as well as other financial products that him and his company offer. Now, as luck would have it, all three of these guests that I just mentioned also became returning guests just for, you know, we had really good conversations, you know, feedback, popularity, download frequency. I saw, wanted to invite them back. Rachel joined us again in episodes number 18 and 44. Wagner will be joining us here in the future, episode number 61, dropping here on December 14th. And Barry has come back on episode 45, where, among other things, we do a little bashing on Dave Ramsey. I'm sorry to say he isn't right on all the things that he preaches on the Dave Ramsey show. Now, for all of you out there, I, you know, just want to say, you know, thank you for all your support, ratings, reviews, subscribes, emails, feedback, everything. I'm recording this today on September 19th. That'll actually be a little bit before it's going to be published. I'm hoping to get queued up on podcast, do a little recording in October, but taking a step back and taking some time off to focus on some other projects, everything from a kitchen remodel, which another remodel at the Rick Carn household, which should be a lot of fun. cough sarcasm. Also spending time with my son Ronald, who just turned one a couple of weeks ago, some travel plans, as well as other numerous projects that I'm working on, including two books that I'm hoping to finish, at least get the rough draft done by the end of 2023. More news on that as those come down the pipeline. Now, as like I said, recording this as of September 19th, over 30,000 downloads. This is across 100 countries, Canada, Mexico, United States are kind of the top three, but I've also been downloaded in Peru, Paraguay, Nigeria, of all places, Honduras, Germany, France, Switzerland, South Korea, South Africa. I won't go through the whole list, but definitely has grown and expanded farther reach than I ever anticipated when I plugged in the microphone about a year ago and figured, hey, why not? Let's, you know, take a shot at this podcasting thing, see how it goes. With that, I've garnered almost 300 reviews and ratings on iTunes, which above and beyond is the most popular platform that people listen to my podcast on, you know, Apple Podcasts or iTunes, and 79 ratings on Spotify, which is the second most popular platform that people seem to find and enjoy my podcast. And of course, on Stitcher, YouTube, iHeart, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Podbean, another interesting one that I found, another podcast platform, those and many, many others. Too long of a list to inventory on this intro video. Whichever one is most advantageous for you, whichever one you like the most, feel free to rate, review, and subscribe on whatever your platform of choice is. Notable benchmarks, nearing 2,000 followers on Twitter and 5,000 on Instagram, where you can follow along at W Freedom Nexus. You can also see that here above my shoulder if you are watching this on YouTube or in a visual format. And I am queuing up a lot of great content for the following year in 2023, not only on Twitter and Instagram, but also my LinkedIn profile, my Facebook group, which is a private group that I have invited many people too, but I was pretty well open to anyone if they're wanting to join. As you can probably take a guess, that's the Wealth and Freedom Nexus group that you can find on Facebook and request access, so to speak. And also So surprising to me, 500 subscribers on my YouTube channel, actually 554 at the very moment that I am recording this. So again, thank you for all the listenership, followership, subscriptions, like I said, feedback. Again, a lot of new content being queued up for 2023, hoping to drop at least 3 videos every single week in 2023. If you think I'm ugly and don't want to see my face, I apologize, but for some of the visual content, you know, showing graphs, charts, and even like showing calculations on a whiteboard, visuals, like YouTube and video is the best way to go for that. Like I said, a lot of content queuing up for 2023, and Instagram is probably going to be the one that I will be focusing on the most after this podcast, of course, that you're listening to, and my YouTube channel, as I will be publishing probably multiple times a day is the goal. Very visible and easily digestible tidbits or quotes for every single day of the week for all 365 days next year. Just kind of a little overview. Mondays, generally speaking, more motivational Monday quotes. I myself have found inspirational, as well as inspirational stories, you know, for those out there wanting to, you know, invest, leave the rat race. As Keith Weinhold always says, don't quit your daydream, you know, envisioning a greater and more purposeful life. Many stories. I'm hoping to, you know, publish one at least once a week, just how, you know, a person really bettered themselves, maybe even defied all the odds and got to where they got, where they're at today. One such story is actually an individual, very interesting story. At one point, they were homeless, no, pretty much nothing to their name, and then built up a real estate empire. So again, be sure to follow me on Instagram, W Freedom Nexus, so you don't miss out on that story, as well as many others. This individual that I just mentioned about going from homelessness to owning several properties, I hope to have as a guest in probably early to mid 2023 here in my podcast. Going on to Tuesdays will be kind of more of a tax tip Tuesday or tip Tuesday. Obviously, these are all hashtag tip Tuesday, hashtag motivational Monday, and a lot of those trending hashtags you might see on Twitter and other social media. But this will be more on like quick little tips or knowledge nuggets, if you will, for saving on taxes, wealth building strategies, etc. Again, full disclosure, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a life insurance agent, I'm not a certified financial planner or any alphanumeric soup taglines behind my name. This is solely for educational purposes out there. And this will, you know, be everything from Roth conversion strategies, 1031 exchanges, as well as alternative uses of the 1031 exchange and alternative strategies to the 1031 exchange. I myself actually just spoke about this with a coworker of mine on the realtor side, that her and her husband are looking at selling some real estate, and they're at the point of, you know, we don't want to do a 1031 exchange. We're not trading up and trading bigger, but we want to minimize the tax hit as much as we could. And so that became another discussion. If you've followed along from the beginning, you might get some inkling. And yes, I'm referring to the deferred sales trust that I mentioned way back in episode 8 with Brett Swartz. That was actually my number one downloaded podcast for, well, it was probably about 3 months straight. He was either number one or tied or just under number one. We kind of came a two-way tie between Courtney Moeller, the blockchain babe, first came on in episode 9, and her and Brett kind of combated, if you will, for top spot for most downloaded. And then we're beat out by Bobby Casey of Global Wealth Protection. And as of today, that is still my most number one downloaded podcast, episode number 35 with Bobby Casey of Global Wealth Protection. So again, those will just be some more little tips, wealth building, saving on taxes, personal finance tips, if you will. And, you know, like, even recategorizing of income, which a lot of people don't know about this. say through what's called a C Corp blocker. That is actually something I just learned today on a podcast by tax attorney Adam Bergman, who hosts several podcasts. And you can actually go to my website on recommended podcasts. He's got AdBits, Adam Talks, and AdMail is his three most popular ones. And he's also the founder of IRA Financial, that I myself, full disclosure, I have a retirement or a Roth retirement account through IRA Financial that I've used to trade as well as earn interest on various cryptos. So kind of going back to, like I said, just a little tidbit, this will be on an upcoming Tax Tip Tuesday in January of 2023. And basically how a C-Corp blocker could nullify a particular very, very nasty tax in the U.S. tax code and cut what you owe in taxes almost in half. So again, this won't be applicable to everyone out there, but it was interesting enough. I mean, I figure I'm 8+ years on my learning journey towards financial freedom, financial independence, and I still learn things every single day. So I think it's only crucial that what I learn and what I, you know, find out from other sources that I share with you, all my listeners, as well as subscribers. Again, be sure to follow W Freedom Nexus on Instagram and Twitter to miss, so you don't miss out on any of this, as well as numerous good content that's coming out in 2023. And this is also content I will not be sharing anywhere else, and that is including on this podcast. So, you know, some of these tips and strategies, again, easily digestible and just a quick little visual format, you're only going to come across if you follow me on those platforms. I won't be mentioning these on my podcast or LinkedIn or anywhere else. Middle of the week, hump day, you know, from the old commercials. Wednesday will be more Wisdom Wednesdays, Wealth Wednesdays, again, popular hashtags that are trending, little tips, advice, knowledge nuggets, if you will. And an interesting twist on hashtag WCW. No, that does not stand for World Championship Wrestling. If you're an old school wrestling fan like I am, from back in the mid to late 90s and early 2000 up into 2001. No, that hashtag is short for hashtag Woman Crush Wednesday. So again, stay tuned. It's going to be a little interesting twist on that. Going on, Thursdays will be TBT or Throwback Thursday. You've probably seen that on numerous social media platforms where someone posts a picture of, you know, where they were, what they were doing, you know, a year ago, 5 years ago, whatever the case may be. I'm doing a little bit different twist on it for important historical moments, many of them within the financial world that occurred within that particular month. Not so much the exact day, as that could be a little bit hard to match up exactly, especially as the years come by. If you have followed me on Instagram for quite some time, again, thank you for listening and tuning in. You've probably seen some of those hashtag Throwback Thursdays, but we'll be continuing on those and publishing those more frequently and consistently coming up in 2023. And I'll probably also from time to time do like little short snippets from videos that I've recently released on YouTube. Again, I'm hoping to release at least 3 videos every week on YouTube. I've been recording and getting stuff queued up pretty much every week as we speak to kind of hit the ground running in 2023. And we'll also have little audiograms for previous podcasts that I had released, you know, a year or so prior. So for anyone coming across my channel that's never heard of the Wealth and Freedom Nexus, or maybe you're just joining us and haven't listened to all the previous episodes that have been published, you can kind of get little snippets and teasers as to what each of the episodes is about and what you can hopefully potentially learn and take action on as well. Fridays and Sundays, we'll probably do more, I don't know, words of encouragement, motivational quotes, still kind of hammering that out a little bit for 2023. But I myself am actually most looking forward to doing a hashtag Saturday shout out or shout out Saturday. There's a couple of different takes on that if you're familiar with Twitter or on that very frequently, where every week I will showcase an account that I follow, maybe an individual, a company, a group, or maybe even an investment platform that I myself follow and or have invested in that I myself have good luck in. Again, I'm not a, you know, financial advisor. I'm not giving financial advice. This is just for educational purposes only, and versus just a random ad out there that, you know, is a paid advertisement that says, oh, this is the greatest platform, this is the greatest investment or whatever that you need to follow. Don't want to say it has my backing per se, but it is something I am familiar with. And I myself tend to put a little bit more credence into accounts, individuals, companies, investments that I know people personally that I've talked to and heard about their experiences with. I just think that just, you know, gives a little bit more credibility to it. So again, like I'm all about sharing knowledge, sharing what I've learned over the last 8+ years of my financial freedom journey. Figure if anyone can benefit from my, you know, advice, my successes, most importantly, my failures, and maybe strikeouts, if you will. So if someone can come along and follow my footsteps and leapfrog over the mistakes that I made, you know, they might be financially free in 3 or 4 years versus 8, 10, 20 or longer. So, and that's basically what I'm here for. I want to educate as many people out there as I can to, you know, start their own path to financial freedom, financial independence, whatever that path is for them, whether it's, you know, flipping houses, real estate rentals, syndications, crypto, Forex or FX trading, which I know next to nothing about. But hey, everyone's got their own skills and are good at particular things. Now, as I end the intro here and go into, like I said, this is the 1 year anniversary of the Wealth and Freedom Nexus podcast. Went back and forth and I thought, you know, what should I have for the 1 year anniversary? It's been a great run and will continue to be a great run with this podcast. And I was debating on what I should do or what I should talk about, and finally decided to basically re-showcase a PowerPoint slide that I showed to an investor group back in February of 2022. I was at the Spartan Summit, connected with a fellow real estate investor, Kish Rao, also connected with him on LinkedIn. And he invited me to be a speaker to his investor group. And, you know, similar talk track, and was thinking, well, gosh, what should I talk about? And, you know, what can I educate others on? And had a lot of great feedback on this. Actually had at the time of this recording, about 5 people reach out to me on LinkedIn, wanting to ask additional questions, wanted to know where I invested in and, you know, little knowledge nuggets that I could pass on to them. So with that, we'll be going into the topic that I shared last week. And the topic is why I will be refinancing even when rates are rising. That and more on today's episode of the Wealth and Freedom Nexus. Buying rental homes are one thing, but buying older homes could bring more headaches for a new real estate investor. Outdated wiring, cracking foundations, and hazardous materials like asbestos are not things a beginning investor should have to deal with nor worry about. Why not start with a brand new construction home in one of the fastest growing areas in the U.S., Central Florida? Wagner Nolasco and his team, Build to Rent, have over 3,000 homes in various stages of development and work only with real estate investors. Their new homes feature tenant resilient amenities like vinyl floor plank, lower insurance premiums than older homes, and possibly even very low property taxes for the first year or two. To find out more and learn how this is all possible, go to buildtorentdirect.com or text 407-927-5074. That's buildtorentdirect.com. All right. For those listening in, this is actually my first time sharing my screen for a PowerPoint slide that I recently did for an investor group that they found a lot of value in. So I figured it was only prudent to share this amongst my listeners. And if you're watching this on YouTube, obviously you'll see the pictures and graphs and numbers that I'm discussing. For those listening to this solely on, you know, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Stitcher, whatever your podcast platform of choice is, I will walk through and go over the numbers kind of step by step and try to verbally visualize it, so to speak, as best I can. So hopefully you can follow along with this in auditory format if you're out jogging or driving or whatever the case may be. Again, this is also on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ W Freedom Nexus if you want to follow along and see this firsthand. Otherwise, I'm just going to go through it step by step and hopefully learn something from this and maybe even, you know, some contrarian thinking, so to speak. So, and bear with me. I am not the greatest presenter when it comes to sharing PowerPoints and slides and whatnot. So if you're listening to this again, bear with me and apologize for the pauses here and there. So the topic that I discussed and showcased to an investor group here in early September was why I will be refinancing even when rates are rising. The time of this recording, and who knows what it'll be by the time you listen to this and the time this is published, rates are obviously going up. In fact, the average mortgage rate, according to Yahoo News, hit about 6%, which is the first time since 2008. As you followed anything from the Federal Reserve, the Fed minutes, even just a little snippet, tidbits on CNBC, CBS, you know, whatever your news outlet of choice is, the Fed has been pretty aggressive in raising rates, and they will probably continue to be, maybe not as aggressive, but definitely be pushing for Fed rate hikes in the near and intermediate future to hopefully quell the inflation that we've been seeing really since the, I'd argue, when the coronavirus lockdowns started lifting. Now, officially, the inflation started picking up in late 2021, early 2022, and has hit, you know, 8.3, 9.1, 7.8, you know, whatever percentage, depending on when you're listening to this and when you last, what you last heard on the news. And typically, and again, this is kind of standard thinking. Everyone's like, well, you know, I refinanced my mortgage. I'm at, you know, 1.8% is the lowest I heard, but you know, several in the 2%, 3%, you know, even 4.5%. I helped a first time homebuyer just in June of 2022. She was lucky to lock in at 5.3%. And, you know, first time homebuyer, not horrible credit, but, you know, not stellar credit, you know, 750 FICO score, anything like that. But 5.3 was pretty good. And like I just mentioned, the average mortgage rate in the United States has crossed 6%. The yield on the U.S. Treasury has about doubled since January. So rates are going up. Cost of borrowing money is going to get more expensive. Usually when people think, and this is more homeownership thinking, if you will, that, well, gee, I got my rate at, you know, 2%, 3%, 4%. I'm not refinancing. But I, as an investor, am going to be looking at refinancing probably in 2023, but maybe 2024. We'll see what happens. It is pretty much 100% certain I will be refinancing. It's just a matter of when, as there's a lot of variables in play. And again, like I just want to say, if you're viewing this on YouTube, but I'll just spell this out or talk this out as well. I am not a financial advisor. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA. All the information that I'm sharing for this to my listeners is for informational and educational purposes only and not to be construed as legal or financial advice. There, that is my CYA moment or a cover your ass moment, if you will. All right. So basically, I've broken this down into three situations, and this actually encompasses my own personal real estate portfolio. And I'll just talk about this one. Situation one, I have a duplex down in Iowa, a duplex in Wilmer, Minnesota, and a fourplex, which is actually my first real estate investment here in Marshall, Minnesota. Now, all the loans are with one lender, which is nice. And now combined, the principal and interest, not insurance, not property taxes or anything like that, just the monthly payment for the mortgage is about $3,000 a month for principal and interest, or to be more specific, $2,943.69 per month, and that is essentially spread out across 8 different units. Now, at first glance, the highest interest rate across these loans is 4.5%, As I just mentioned before, Fannie Freddie mortgages have just surpassed 6% on average. Non-QM, which is short for non-qualifying mortgages, typically mortgages for LLCs, trust, businesses, etc. At the time of this recording, and as of late, they are trending between 6.5% and 7.5%. One of my frequent guests that I've had on the show twice, Timothy Hero of Hero Lending, will definitely echo those words. I think lately I just got a newsletter from the lowest rate he's seen here in September of 2022. He got for an investor at, I think, 6.2%, and that was with a little bit of an interest pay down. So rates are definitely rising, and they're higher than what I'm at now. I just said they're the highest interest rate for these loans that I just mentioned is 4.5%. Even on the low end at 6.5% or 6.2, like I just said with Timothy Hero, why in the world am I even thinking about refinancing? Well, there's probably about three main reasons. One, my properties have appreciated, just like pretty much anyone. If you've been a real estate investor, a real estate owner, and even the last 2 years or the last 6 years like I have, property values have gone up. Just simple economics 101, supply and demand. The supply for housing has just skyrocketed. More people are coming to the country, more people, you know, being born and obviously turning 18 or wanting to move out of their parents' home and have a place of their own.
We'll be right back.
Are you somebody that's been dealing with betrayal trauma? Are you somebody that has a really giant heart and you want to give back to this world, but you're not sure how you can do that because your trust has been broken? Well, I've got good news for you. I have the perfect podcast for you to come and listen to. It's called The Other Side of the Struggle, Healing from Betrayal Trauma by Erin Anderson Betrayal Trauma Coaching. Come learn how to trust again. Come learn how to open up that giant heart and heal from your betrayal trauma. At The Other Side of the Struggle on all major platforms.
So that demand has skyrocketed and the supply has really not kept up with that. The supply has really been stagnant or even down, you could say, since 2008 with the Great Recession. On the existing loans, the remaining length on them, their different amortization tables, has about 9 years left on the low end and about 17 years left on the high end. And probably the biggest thing is I want to buy more properties. And a lot of times people are thinking, well, you know, I'm looking at, you know, property A, B, or C, but gosh, I need a $20,000 down payment. I need a $25,000 down payment or 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever the case may be. And a lot of people just kind of automatically assume, well, I got to scrimp and save. I got to work some extra hours. I got to sell some things in order to get that down payment. And the truth is that isn't quite true. I like to use OPM or other people's money. And this is where the refinancing comes in. So again, I apologize to everyone that is just listening to this. Again, like I said, this will be on my YouTube channel as well if you want to follow along, but I will verbalize this as best I can. So hopefully you can follow along and at least see where I'm coming from. Solution number one for this situation I have, and this is three properties totaling eight units, or we'll be looking to doing a cash out refinance to a 30-year fixed rate loan across all of them. Like I mentioned previously, you know, some of the loans come to term in 17 years and one comes to term in 9 years. And by automatically extending the length of time to a new 30-year fixed rate loan, typically this allows for some excess equity or cash to take out to redeploy elsewhere. So this will be one solution where I basically just work backwards. So like I mentioned before, my payment's about $2,950. I'm just rounding here. And I have a combined value of all three properties. And a little bit on the conservative end, we'll see what these actually appraise to once the refinancing time comes. But looking at about $650,000 across all three properties. And working backwards, I'm keeping the payment the same. I'm not increasing my mortgage payment at all. And I just, you know, for illustrative purposes, I'm going right down the middle at the time of this recording at 7% interest rate, which I think is pretty reasonable for the next 12 to 18 months. Yeah, it might be a little higher. I think there's only so far the Federal Reserve can go, because the more they rack up interest rates, the higher the interest is on our national debt. And a lot of people point to the time in the 1980s with Paul Volcker, where he crushed inflation with double-digit interest rates. I still remember my aunt talking back in 1980 or 1981 or something like that. She had mentioned they got an 18% mortgage rate locked in, and they thought that was the deal of the century. And I'm thinking, well, 18% is higher than a lot of my credit cards. But back in 1980, you know, inflation was high and rates are going up, up, up to crush the inflation. The difference now compared to then, back in 1980, we had about a $1 trillion national debt. And right now we got about a $33 trillion national debt. So, you know, just do the math on what a 1% interest rate difference on $33 trillion of debt versus $1 trillion. You could probably see where, yes, the Fed wants to keep inflation in check, but there's only so much they can do before the, and I'm talking the national government here, where the interest payments on our national debt, especially when terms of payments come to renew, that's just going to get, you know, quite a crimp in the budget, so to speak. But I won't go down that rabbit hole. I'm just saying, for illustrative purposes, same payment and here at 7% interest, which would be 2.5% two and a half percentage points higher than what my highest interest rate is now. And again, at the time of this recording, this would be if I walked down to the bank right now with a check in hand to pay off the existing loans and refinance it into a new loan. I would have to pay off about $421,000. This gives a loan to value or LTV ratio, you'll probably hear this in many investment circles, of about 68%. So essentially across these three properties in my portfolio, 68% is tied to debt essentially, and 32% is equity, not tied to debt. And, you know, obviously, things could change. You know, some banks might get a little bit more conservative on their underwriting standards. I've seen some drop to 65% max loan to value. Most do 75%. I've even seen some time to time do 80 to 85%, but 68% is a pretty good margin of safety from the bank's perspective. So what does this all mean? If I take out the 68% loan to value against same payment that I'm paying now, 7% interest once the existing mortgages or debts are paid off and a new loan is put in place across all three properties. This is called a portfolio loan among other investing circles. This will give me about $21,000 of cash dropped into my bank account that I can redeploy into another property. And at a 5-to-1 leverage or a 20% down payment, this will give me about a $100,000 property, which is still very doable in markets like Central Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, for instance, which you can learn more about that back on episode number 4, where I had Flip and Danny Lynn of Freedom Real Estate down in Dayton, Ohio. Many turnkey properties in their market still can be purchased for $100,000, even $120,000. So by not increasing my monthly payment at all, I can still potentially get about $20,000 out in a cash out refinance. And since this is debt, this is tax-free. So this is tax-free money deposited into my bank account that I can leverage. My plan is to leverage to more real estate, but I mean, technically I could buy a new car or go on a vacation or do whatever I want with this money. That's not my intent. I want to increase cash flow and get to my destination of being financially independent. So this is solution one of, shall I say, three properties that I personally own. Would keep the mortgage payment the same. And again, there's a lot of variables in this. This is a debt payoff as of right now. Fast forward a year from now, between some early prepayment penalties, as well as the debt pay down that comes from my tenant's rent that comes in every single month, that $421,000 debt payoff would probably be about $400,000 or less a year from now. The $650,000 total property value might be 660, 640, maybe 620, maybe, heck, maybe we could see more rapid real estate appreciation in the next year. And the combined value is 700,000. You know, who knows what's going to happen? And like I said, for illustrative purposes, I just plugged in 7% interest rate. realistically, probably even an 8% interest rate, I could probably still make this work. So a lot of variables, a lot of moving levers, a lot of things that could happen between now and then. But this is just showing number-wise why I am looking to refinance, even though rates are going up. Now, there's another option or another solution for this, and this could be a cash-out refinance to a 30-year fixed-rate loan. This is across all three properties, 8 units, just like I said. And this is going for max LTV or max loan to value that the bank or lending institution will allow. Now, again, a lot of things could change. I have seen max LTVs for cash refinances or cash out refinances and even refinances. 85% seems to be at the top. We're now in the days of 0% down, 105% loan to value, negative amortization or interest only loans like the crazy heydays back in, 2005, 6, 7, and 8 before the big Great Recession. This is all Greek to you. Feel free to check out the movie The Big Short. Really goes into detail of just how crazy the mortgage market was back in those days. But like I said, 75% is usually a pretty comfortable threshold for a loan to value that I think many people or many banks, I should say, is comfortable with. 85% is about the highest I've seen, but let's just shoot down the middle and go for an 80% loan to value. So what does this mean? So if the three properties, the combined value is $650,000 and the mortgage payment would go up from about $2,950 to about $3,450. So yes, I am paying more per month with the refinance. And again, same debt payoff, 7% interest rate, but a higher loan to value. We're going from 68% loan to value to an 80% loan to value. And yes, like I said, my payment is going up. And maybe some of you listening to this or someone watching this is like, okay, John's looking at refinancing. His rate's going to go up. His payment's going to go up. I think he needs to check his medication. I don't know what the hell's wrong with this guy. Well, again, this is just all in a matter of what am I looking at? What am I hoping to accomplish? And at the end of the day, my properties have appreciated. I'm sitting on what you want to call debt equity, and I want to leverage that equity and redeploy it elsewhere. And this case with the cash out refinance with the numbers that I just mentioned gets us to about $98,000 or round up to about $100,000 of cash that would go into my bank account from a cash out refinance. Again, let's use the same numbers. At a 5-to-1 leverage, that will give me nearly $500,000 worth of property. Could be, say, 2 single family homes, really nice single family homes. And, I've looked at Texas markets with Omni Key Realty. They were on episode, I think here, that was with Leah Slaughter back in episode 37 with Omni Key Realty in Texas. Really been impressed with their portfolio and what they have accomplished. Many of their properties, single family homes, and even duplexes. I've seen some duplexes in the $350,000 to $400,000 range, at least at the time of this recording. And same thing with my friend Wagner Nolasco, Build to Rent Direct down in Central Florida. Many single family homes you can get for $220,000, $240,000, maybe $260,000 for a nice single family home, brand new construction with a tenant in place. Right there, I could potentially get about $100,000 in tax-free cash from this refinance. And at a 5-to-1 leverage, can get about $500,000 worth of additional property leverage. This would be, like I said, maybe 2 other properties with another 80% primary loan against them. But then I'm just using the cash from this refinance as a down payment. And like I said, with this refinance, yes, my monthly payment is going up $500 a month. But if I'm able to redeploy that into an additional property or properties, and after the principal, the interest or the mortgage payment, insurance, taxes, maintenance, property management fees, leaving some reserves for turnover, I think it's very easily that I can easily net $500, hopefully more, in net cash flow with the additional properties. That essentially negates the additional payment amount that I'm looking at. And keep in mind, like I said, this is 30-year fixed rate loans. So I'm just rounding up here on this refinance of the three properties. that I would be taking out $100,000 in cash to redeploy elsewhere. That $3,500 a month stays the same. Year one, year two, year five, year 10, year 15, all the way to year 30 when that last payment is made. And if you truly understand, you know, the benefits of inflation, of how inflation can erode away debt. My friend Bronson Hill and I talked about this quite a bit in episode number 32 of how inflation can actually benefit you, especially if you're a real estate investor and take on good debt that is fixed. And even the interest rate at lower than the official rate of inflation, taking on debt and utilizing inflation to your advantage can be very, very beneficial. So just like, you know, you might have heard from your grandparents or parents, or maybe even yourself, depending on, you know, your age of, you know, take your pick, bottle of Coke is at the gas station now is $2-3 a bottle. And heck, I remember when I could get a bottle of Coke at the Walmart for 75 cents, not to age myself at all, but that essentially is inflation. Inflation, when you're talking about fixed rate nominal debt payments like this, like I said, that $3,500 stays the same now, a year from now, 10 years from now, till the very end. That is fixed. So that $3,500 payment with inflation is going to feel less and less and less with every payment. And fast forward, you know, that $3,500 and inflation adjusted might be like a $3,000 payment, a $2,900 payment, or so forth. And again, this is fixed, but the rents for the property are not. So, you know, rents tend to go up and keep pace with inflation. While that payment stays the same, my rents might still go up 5, 10 or more percent every single year for the next 10, 20, 30 years. And again, there's some variable cost. Obviously, insurance and property taxes can be variable, but just really want to highlight this and showcase how much inflation can actually benefit you if you're on the right side of the desk, so to speak. Inflation doesn't have to be a dirty word. It doesn't have to be just tied into consumer spending where, gosh, a gallon of gas used to be $2 a gallon. Now it's, I think it was $3.63 here in Marshall, Minnesota when I drove by. Inflation can actually benefit you when you are a real estate investor and have your real estate tied to basically inflation reduced debt payments to fixed rate debt that's fixed for 30 years or maybe even 20 years or 15 years, but long-term fixed rate debt on those properties. So I'm sorry I went a little bit long and more into detail into this, but I really kind of wanted to showcase the benefits of inflation with this particular one. And after our next sponsor here, I'll be getting into the situation, the following situations.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Spartan Invest. Spartan currently manages hundreds of turnkey properties across Alabama and Tennessee, and is where I personally bought my first out-of-state turnkey property. In fact, I have two properties with them now, and both tenants just renewed for another 2 years. That should tell you the quality of their team and their due diligence. If you are a first-time investor or looking to expand your real estate portfolio, check out SpartanInvest.com.
All right, so this is situation two. This is actually a condo that owned in Arizona, purchased this for about $165,000 back in 2019, now worth over $300,000. I've talked to a couple of realtors down there. You know, $335,000 seems to be kind of like the top amount that I could probably get for it if I sold it now. But I think $3,000 is pretty conservative amount to think of. Actually refinanced this property just a year after purchasing it down to 2.875%. This is a 30-year fixed rate payment of $575 and change. And this is actually a short-term rental, the only short-term rental that I currently have in my portfolio. Averages about $3,000 a month for 6 months out of the year, give or take, depending on interest, especially from like insurance adjusters, traveling nurses, or even just, you know, vacationers. Little tidbit, anyone out there listening wants to vacation in Tucson, Arizona, let me know. Might be able to give you a deal on my VRBO that I have down there. So as I've given this example, at 2.875% fixed rate for 30 years, this loan just started late 2020. I will not be refinancing this loan. No ifs, ands, or buts about this. But I am sitting on a fair amount of equity. And if you've ever followed Keith Weinhold's podcast, Get Rich Education, I highly recommend his podcast, his YouTube channel, tons of resources he has on his webpage. He always talks about the return from equity is always zero, whether you have $100,000 in equity or $150,000, $20,000. If the property appreciates in value, that's completely independent of the equity you have in the property. So for a savvy real estate investor that wants to increase their cash flow, increase their liquidity, we could also go down the rabbit hole of asset protection techniques as well. You always want to look at redeploying dead equity in your properties to hopefully put those into other investments that can be tied in with fixed rate debt. And that increases your cash flow and gets you closer and closer to your end goal of financial freedom. So you might be thinking, well, John, if you're not refinancing, why in the world do you have this on here? And what the heck are you talking about? Well, in this case, and this could be a little tricky, but I will be looking at doing a HELOC or a home equity line of credit that'll be interest only for 10 years. That's typically how a lot of HELOCs work. And then after that, it could be re-amortized or it could just probably refinance, which is my intent. So, just using it, quick numbers, if it's a $300,000 property and I look at opening a $100,000 credit line or HELOC on this property as of today, the monthly payment at 7%, again, this is just interest only. So if you're looking at the previous slides or have heard the previous numbers, this comes to a $583.33 payment per month. Interest only for, like I said, most HELOCs are for the next 10 years, or interest only for 10 years. Now, obviously, with the HELOC, there is more variability with the interest rate that can go up or down with prevailing rates, the Fed rates. So there obviously is more variables there versus a fixed rate loan. But this does allow me to tap into six figures of dead equity that would otherwise just sit there. And my intent, and like I said, I'm kind of looking for the best opportunity to put this in play. I've actually talked to a couple of banks and see when it'll be best to put this in action. And by the time this publishes, this might even be in play at this time. But really just have a second open line of credit available that I can essentially take out cash anytime, or write out a check against it to take advantage of an investment that comes along the way. For any of those that don't have a HELOC or a home equity line of credit, it's just like it says, it's a line of credit against a real estate asset. And you can take one out, and I'm just using round numbers, say you take out a $100,000 line of credit on your house. That doesn't mean you automatically took out $100,000 in cash. It's just a line of credit that's open. And whether you need that tomorrow, next year, 5 years from now, whatever the case may be, it's just there. I mean, it's available. And if something comes along that's a great investment that you must act quickly, then it's a quick matter of transferring the money, writing a check, whatever the case is, versus going through all the hoops, qualifying for the loan, checking your FICO score, doing an application, checking your debt to income, et cetera, where it might be a minimum 2 weeks before you get approved for that line of credit. And maybe that investment opportunity has already passed you by. So like I said, this line of credit is, just like it says, it's a line of credit or available funding if and when you should ever need it. And my plan is to take that, hoping to reinvest that into another short-term rental is my game plan. Had really good luck with this one. I'm hoping to duplicate that in another market. And, just using for brand or simple numbers, if I get $3,000 a month gross for 6 months, that's another $18,000 in gross revenues per year. Obviously, there's management fees, and obviously, we're talking about the interest only, or if I wanted to start paying down principal, I could do that. But obviously, gives me a good enough cushion and gives me enough flexibility as well. Again, I'm looking at a short-term rental, so maybe a couple months out of the year, it's not rented. Hey, I am only liable for just the interest on that loan. If more money comes in, I want to pay down on principal, I can, but I'm only liable for the $583. And again, that's based on 7% interest on a $100,000 line of credit that's fully tapped out. So again, it's just more options, more ways to access equity that might be inaccessible to others and can, you know, serve as seed money for another investment or another real estate property, syndication, whatever the case may be. And finally, and a shout out to my friends down in Spartan Invest down in Birmingham, Alabama. I've been, very familiar with them, visited them numerous times. Actually have the founder or one of the founders, the CEO of Spartan Invest next week. Lindsay will be joining us not only for this podcast, the Wealth and Freedom Nexus podcast, but she also agreed to be a guest on my YouTube show, #ScrewTheW2. So again, you want to make sure that you subscribe and follow both my YouTube channel as well as this podcast, so you don't miss that. Lindsay brought a lot of great education, a lot of great things that are coming down the pipeline for Spartan, as well as the Birmingham, Alabama market, as well as another market they're looking into at 2023. So that's all the teasers I'll give for that now. But just again, like I said, a great shout out to Spartan Invest. They've been phenomenal to work with. I've already purchased two properties from them and definitely hope to purchase more as time goes on. And again, just to show that I'm not perfect, and if you're listening to this, you won't have noticed this, but if you're watching this on YouTube, this should say 2SFH, not 2SFH. SFN, that's supposed to be for single family homes, or the abbreviation for single family homes. SFN, I can't even say that right. A little bit of a typo, just to show I'm human and make mistakes as well. And these are in Birmingham, Alabama. Both purchased turnkey from Spartan, both cash flowing nice with increasing rents when the lease renewals come up in just about 3 years, almost 3 years to the date for one, almost 3 years for the other one. When I bought these back in 2019, have seen over $70,000 in appreciation. And again, the combined payment, just principal and interest, is $735 a month for the mortgage payment for these two properties combined. So what would I be looking for this for a solution? Looking at doing a 30-year fixed cash out refinance. Combined value, I went a little bit on the conservative side. Some markets of Birmingham, especially like Hueytown, Bessemer, Tuscaloosa, there's a few up by Huntsville, Alabama as well, have really skyrocketed in value in the last 5 years. So I'm just kind of putting a benchmark of $270,000 combined value of the two homes that I own down in Birmingham, Alabama. Now, this would increase the monthly payment. This is a 30-year fixed cash out refinance. I'm kind of targeting a 75% loan to value for this cash out refinance. And with the current debt payoff of about $142,000 across the two properties, this would give me about $71,000 of cash to redeploy. And my hope is, again, at a 5-to-1 leverage or a 20% down payment, my ideal investment advice, or investment option, I should say, is to look at a new build duplex construction, hopefully with Spartan. But there's a few other turnkey providers out there that are getting into the new construction business that I'm hoping to redeploy. So then the cash flow from that new build duplex, there would be some benefits. There will be lower property taxes, usually for the first year or two, lower insurance because the building or the structure is up to code, new electric, new plumbing, new building standards, against storms, high winds, freaks of nature, so to speak. So typically, if there's less risk, there tends to be lower insurance premiums, which you do get that with newer build construction properties. So obviously, like I said, my monthly payments for these two properties will go up, but I am doing a refinancing with a 30-year fixed cash out refinance to take out about $60,000-$65,000 in cash to redeploy at a 5-to-1 leverage for a new build, maybe a couple new build single family homes. Like I said, I particularly like duplexes and multiple doors under one roof. A little tip out there for anyone that's hopefully been listening to this from the beginning and towards the end. As I always introduce myself, I am an investor, an educator, and a realtor in that order. And not a lot of people know this. In the conventional financing world, and I'm talking about like the qualifying mortgages, you know, your Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae mortgages, they consider single family households or single family homes as anything with four units or less. So you might be looking at it, it's like, well, gee, you know, it's a four units. So that's multifamily. That wouldn't be a single family home. Well, yes, technically there's more than one unit in that property, but as far as financing goes, anything four units or less can qualify for a Fannie or Freddie loan. Typically, this gets you a little bit lower interest rates, more favorable loan terms. Again, 30-year fixed rates. That you know, the United States is one of the few in the world to enjoy these financing options, so to speak. A lot of other countries will do like a 30-year amortization, but they'll have like a 5-year balloon payment, for instance. So it isn't a true 30-year fixed mortgage payment. So just something to keep in mind. You know, I've had President Shaley Ridge of Ridge Lending in episodes 20 and 22, where we talked about this a little bit in length, where you can use essentially a government subsidized loan to acquire an investment property. And I believe at the time of this recording, I think in episodes 20 particular with Shaley Ridge, we had talked about your 10 golden tickets that you're able to get as a single taxpayer. You might be able to get up to 20 golden tickets if you're married filing jointly. There's a couple tax strategies at play in there, but you can use these for investment properties and up to, again, at the time of this recording, I believe up to slot number 6, you can still put 20% down payment. I believe after number 7, then you need to put a 25% down payment. And there's other variables, you know, different banks have different lending criteria as well. Just a little tip or nugget out there, if you will, that you can use conventional financing that typically people just consider for their primary home or maybe their secondary home. You can do this for investment properties up to 4 units. And taking it one step further, if anyone's followed Keith Weinhold's story, I always share this as a realtor as well. When people think, well, I'll never be able to afford to get my own property or become a homeowner or anything. Back to FHA, where you can put as low as 3.5% down payment. That FHA conventional financing also applies to duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes. So Keith Weinhold put down, I think at the time it was like $12,000. That was his down payment, or 3.5% for a down payment on a fourplex where he lived in one unit, rent out the other three. The other three units basically paid his mortgage and he lived rent free. And so he was a homeowner. He had a place to live essentially for free. He was an investor. I believe this was back all the way 2002 or 2003. He did this, and obviously he's scaled up, sold those properties, 1031 exchange, built up his empire along the way. But again, just another advice out there, so to speak, of how you can utilize, you know, FHA financing with low down payments with conventional financing to get to up to 4 units under one roof, and could be another option that you may not have thought about as you start your real estate investing journey. With that, I hope you enjoyed this. Again, for those listening to this, I hope I did an okay job in talking this through so you can at least follow along a little bit. If not, feel free to follow along on YouTube, where obviously I showed the slides that I gave to investor group a week ago. And again, as always, you know, thank you again for your listenership. This has been the 1-year anniversary since I started the Wealth and Freedom Nexus podcast. I definitely did not expect for it to take off as well as it did. I did not expect to have listeners in Nigeria and Honduras and South Korea and Saudi Arabia, Belarus, just a few of the countries I can think of off the top of my head that my podcast has been downloaded. So thank you again for all the support. Thank you again for all the words of encouragement, the ratings, the reviews, the emails, recommendations, et cetera, greatly appreciate that. And here we'll start on another year as we go into 2023, continue to drop more content for you, all my listeners, every single Wednesday on your continued pursuit of wealth and freedom. Thanks again. Take care and be sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Take care.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to share, rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. For more updates, check out www.wealthandfreedomnexus.com. Remember, nothing on this show should be considered tax, legal, investment, or professional advice. This show is produced solely for educational and informational purposes. Please consult an appropriate and licensed tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for specific advice for your situation. For distribution or publication rights or media interviews, please contact the host.